Fast food workers at Burger King, KFC, McDonald's and Wendy's walked off the job in a one-day strike protesting low wages and demanding the right to form a union.
In New York City, if you make $7.25 an hour, how are you supposed to pay for your rent?
That's
you. How are you supposed to pay for your health care? How are you supposed to pay for food? Where the CEO makes $20 million a year.
That's the sound of several hundred fast food workers and their supporters outside McDonald's on Union Square in New York this afternoon. One of many rallying points around the city today, from Flatbush Avenue to Fulton Street, where workers at McDonald's, Burger King, KFC and Wendy's held a one-day strike protesting low wages. These protests are also happening all over the United States. Shakira Campbell has worked for 10 months at the McDonald's on Church Avenue and Kings Highway in Brooklyn. She commutes from Manhattan.
I have rent to pay, I got bills to pay. It's rough.
Now, the $7.25, that's before tax, isn't it?
Yes, before tax.
And what about a full shift? Are you doing 40 hours?
Not even 20 hours a week. So you can only imagine how much $7.25 is not doing anything for me.
Right.
You try living off of $7.25 and tell me how it works out. Because I'm not living in New York City, where the rent is expensive, it's high. There's no way at all.
And you don't get benefits with that?
At all. No benefits. No health insurance, no nothing.
Campbell said they are a union, and the idea started off with 10 people in one fast food place, and now the movement is growing and growing and building up and building up. According to organizers, Fast Food Forward, workers earn as little as $7.25 an hour. At 40 hours a week, that would be $15,000 a year. But they say workers often do shift work, so not only don't they earn that kind of salary, but because they're part-time employees, employers don't have to offer benefits. New York State is set to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 to $9 by 2016, but organizers here and around the country say that's still not enough. New York State Assemblyman Brian Kavanaugh, whose district includes Union Square and the Lower East Side, also joined supporters today and was one of those elected officials pressing for minimum wage increases.
What we did is increase the minimum wage from the current $7.25 an hour to $8 an hour effective this January 1st, and then to $9 an hour effective a year later. Many of us wanted to increase it immediately to $9 an hour, but we were unable to get some of our colleagues, particularly the Republicans in the Senate, to go along with that. And so we made a compromise. It's the best we could get done, but it's obviously not enough. It's especially not enough in a city like New York, where the cost of living is so high.
Local elected officials and several unions came out in support of the strike, including the SCIU. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler joined workers at Fulton Street outside Burger King and released a statement saying, quote, companies like Burger King and McDonald's are part of a $200 billion industry and pay their workers so little that many of them qualify for food stamp and other forms of government assistance. American taxpayers should not be forced to pick up the tab for some of America's largest corporations. Such a profitable company in such a booming industry should pay its workers enough for them to afford at least the basic necessities. Fast food workers deserve a reasonable wage and the right to form a union without punishment. It's what's right for America's economy, and it's what's right for America's workers. Quote, fast food workers also held strikes in Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Detroit. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.